As I hope most of you know, today is the Feast of the Holy Family. So let me ask you a question. What is the Holy Family all about? What are they about? I think it's true to say that embracing the mission that God has given them is what they are about. They want to fulfill God's will, doing the will of God. When she is told she is going to bear a son, Mary says to the angel Gabriel, "May it be done to me according to your word." When instructed by an angel to take Mary as his wife, Joseph obeys. When told by the angel of the Lord to flee to Egypt, the Holy Family obeys. Jesus lives his entire life in obedience to the loving plan of God the Father. Now, was any of this easy for the Holy Family? We know that the Holy Family was formed in the crucible of difficulty and suffering. Just think of the difficult circumstances which this family faced. Mary, before her marriage, is with child. Imagine the scorn and ridicule she has to face from those who did not understand the plan of God. She must make the journey from her hometown of Nazareth to Bethlehem during her pregnancy. This was not an easy journey. While in a crowded and strange town, she gives birth to Jesus, not in a home, but in a stable. Herod, the king of the Jews, attempts to murder the child Jesus, and so the family of from Nazareth is forced to flee to Egypt. Times were tough for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but they continued to seek out and to do the will of God. Today, our families have difficulty as well, so we can learn from the Holy Family. They have much to teach us. Now notice, first of all, that the Holy Family consists of a man, a woman, and a child. It is the expression of God's will. Material creation has spiritual meaning, which has implications for how we live as male and female. Male and female express God's design for human interdependence, for self-giving, for community, and openness to new life. To start a family, we need to begin with a marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman. It is a faithful response to how God created us. It is not something we invent. It's something we receive from God. We read in the book of Genesis, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply." The truth of the family is just that, the truth. No one, no group, no court, no society has the right to declare marriage or family to be something other than that established by God. As we read in Love is Our Mission, a catechesis prepared for the World Meeting of Families, marriage exists because procreation and communion, biology and God's covenant, together undergird what it means to be human. Marriage exists because we discover and accept, rather than invent or renegotiate, the vocation to self-giving, which is intrinsic to being created male and female under the covenant. Marriage is God's creation because we are God's creatures and because God created male and female for fellowship with him and his covenant. Today, the challenges of family life cause some to think of giving up. That is what some families choose to do. They quit. They give up. They walk out. But that is just one possible choice. No matter what problems may exist in your family, you have a choice on how to deal with them. You can resign yourself to defeat. You can, in effect, write off your family. That is a choice, but it is not the only choice. and certainly it is not the right choice. To struggling families, I want to say, relationships can be restored. Families can begin anew. It is never too late. The grace of God makes this possible. The family is the forum for the discovery and cultivation of one's mission before God. What are we all finally about? Discovering our mission from God and then fulfilling that mission to the best of our ability. And the family is the place where that process should start. The Holy Family is characterized by complete trust in the providence of God. The Holy Family is characterized by total openness and obedience to the will of God during each and every difficult step of their journey. Our families can learn from the Holy Family. To live this way requires humility. It requires us to conform our hearts to God and to see the world through God's eyes. God's way is the better way, but not always the easier way. God's grace has the power to change hearts and lives and to transform relationships. Accept that grace. Nourish that grace. Surrender to that grace. Imitate the faith and obedience of the Holy Family. In so doing, you will discover a peace and joy that the world cannot give. In saying yes to God, and I mean a total yes to God, a complete surrender of yourself to God, you will experience a peace and a joy that exceeds your wildest expectations. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, teach us to pray, show us the way, help us obey.